in time. It's not often that a band can point to one night that changed the course of their career. But in the case of 10 Years After, there was indeed such a night. The night they played on Max Yasker's farm. Here's Alvin Lee.
It wasn't the performance at Woodstock Festival. I mean, we did the festival and then carried on for a year just the same. We were doing quite well. A lot of people say Woodstock made the band, but we were doing good before Woodstock. We did the Woodstock Festival, and it wasn't until the movie came out that made all the difference. You know, if you do it, when you get onto celluloid, it makes things larger than life. And the minute the movie came out, we went out of the 4,000 to 5,000-seater theaters and the kind of tea parties and those kind of gigs into the arenas. And a lot of people, as I say, they say Woodstock made 10 Years After, but that's a fallacy. We were doing real good before then. It just kind of shifted us up a few notches.
What happened at Woodstock propelled 10 Years After to even greater heights, at least for a while. But by 1974, Alvin grew frustrated, stereotyped by his guitar slinger reputation. He embarked on solo projects, as did Leo Lyons, Chick Churchill, and Rick Lee. In some ways, the ghost of Woodstock still haunts them, but it's a ghost that Alvin Lee now considers friendly.
It's true, but it's mainly down to luck. I mean, we just doing what we do best and rocking out. We didn't actually choose the song. I mean, we did an hour and a half set at Woodstock, and I've often wondered, had they picked a song like I Can't Keep From Crying and used that in the movie, it would have made a whole different perspective on the band. But I think from it being Going Home, it was a rock out boogie set. And it's still the same today. It's what people like, you know, if you rockers and people that like rock and roll music. They like to boogie down. It's unpretentious. It's straight ahead rock and roll. It just seemed to capture everybody. I think they just like the energy, and that's what it's always been about.
Baby.